nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Okay, very quickly, let's go through the question, these remaining questions. What is the name of the failure distribution that we expect for thin oxides? Either. It starts with a W. Not a normal distribution. It is called a Weibull distribution. Right? It's a very famous distribution. It came from failure of aircraft wings in 1950s. Lot of failures happened during that time, and that is where this person actually did it. And so this Weibull distribution is the right distribution to describe this. There are many others. Everyone will predict a different slope. So this one is a Weibull distribution. What is the problem today? NMOS or PMOS? PMOS is the critical problem today, right? Used to be historically, if you looked at that, the red line crossed the blue line. So 20 years ago or 15 years ago, or for thick oxides, NMOS is really the fundamental problem, right? Used to be. But now it crossed. Do you remember that crossing in your plot? You can see the lines have crossed. What is DBIE?
Directly breakdown induced epitaxy.
That's right. That it was so hot that it melted the whole thing and caused an epitaxy, you know, right? Formation of crystal by supergrowth or epitaxial growth. So it will sort of melt it and regrow it. Transistors can still be functional. It depends on whether the oxide has been breached or not. In what ways TDDB compare with NBTI and HCI? Time degradation, explain. Maybe you want to explain? Yeah. Which one is it comparable to? Is it comparable to NBTI, to time degradation, or comparable to hot carrier? But NBTI had what exponent? T to the power 1/6, right? But this one was not like
time
that.
Time dependent exponent.
Yeah, this is time dependent exponent. So this is closer to hot carriers, the silicon dioxide bond breaking in hot carrier. You understand that, right? Right. Hot carrier had both. Hot carrier had both the PB centers and as well as silicon oxygen. But here TDDB just has silicon oxygen primarily because very few PB centers. Why do you suspect that hard breakdown destroys thick oxide while thin oxide can be soft? I think the question is not really well. It's essentially about the voltage, because generally the voltage is large. This is what I wanted to. Voltage is large so that it completely causes a hard breakdown and destroys the thick oxide, because power dissipation on a thick oxide, V is very large. So therefore, you have more power dissipation. What is stress-induced leakage current?
How the heat current changes when dielectric breakdown happens?
Before dielectric breakdown happens. As the individual bulk crafts are forming, it is giving you a stepping stone to jump through the middle and go to the other side. And so, therefore, this sort of is an indicator of how it is approaching failure. After that, that current is so big, jump in the current, you will not see this small jump in the things anymore.
Yes. So only the defect in the middle of the oxide will.
So, can you think about another place where?
Sharp recombination.
Exactly. So you see, the same physics in Shockley-Reed Hall, that it had to be middle. Why? Because the middle balanced the two transmission, right? That was in energy. This is in the real space. This in the real space, you can prove, and I'll show you. You can try it in a few minutes also, that why in the middle it's maximized. If you're one side on the other, you can show that the transmission is exponentially suppressed, just like Shockley-Reed Hall. It is exponentially separate. Over there it was in energy, here it's in space. Right? That's it. Thank you.